Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the first quarter 2012 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmillcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star then zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Javier Gavilán, CEO. Mr. Javier, please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC Results conference call for the first quarter of 2012. We would like to thank you all for participating on this call. During the presentation, we will comment on our first quarter highlights. At the end of the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. On slide two, first quarter 2012 highlights. In March 2012, we completed our first year as a public company, and we believe that we have taken the steps within our plan route in a secure and appropriate manner. On this slide, we present our main operating and financial results. We closed the quarter with 286 stores, having opened a net of 10 new stores in first quarter 2012 and 65 in the last 12 months, in line with our projections. Nine of the new stores are in the airport segment, and one is in the road segment. I would like to highlight the two new Fraguasado Express stores, which are giving sales results above our expectations. In the second quarter, we will begin our expansion of the Fraguasado Express in airports and in shopping malls as well. We total a number of four Fraguasado Express to date, with a plan to grow strongly in the coming months of the year. Net revenue totaled 262 million reais, which is 24.5% up on the same period last year to 23.5%, excluding the exchange rate impact. Same-store sales record growth of 8.3% if adjusted by the effect of fuel sales to the U.S. Defense Department in 2011. It is important to note that the reduction in the jet fuel sales will not recur in the coming quarters, since there was no such non-recurring sales outside of the first quarter 2011. The first quarter 2012 gross margin stood at 28.2%, just 4 basis points down versus first quarter 2011. In a period marked by food and labor inflation, we demonstrated our highly developed negotiating skills, capacity, and ability to alter the mix in order to control our operating margins. We closed the quarter with a net debt of slightly more than 120 million reais and a net debt EBITDA ratio of 0.9 times. If we consider receivables as cash, given the most of the amount referred to credit card sales, then the ratio falls to 0.4 times, indicating our financial capacity to take advantage of our future opportunities that may arise. We would also like to highlight two important events that occur after the close of the quarter. The first was our announcement at the beginning of April that we had concluded the acquisition of Wraps and Go Fresh, very well-known brands in the São Paulo market, increasing our exposure to healthy food, which is by far one of the fastest-growing segments at the moment in Brazil. The second was just a few days ago when we announced the acquisition of JC Delicias in Colombia, increasing our presence in a country which promises to be one of the best markets in Latin America and where we are seeing sales and EBITDA growth every month that we are operating in that market. Also, I would like to mention that JC Delicias is a very well-known brand between the locals, and we feel is a brand that will bring along very good returns and growth in that market. In addition to the acquired brand's excellent reputation and growth potential, we believe the price was accurate, enabling us to generate healthy returns for our shareholders, which is clearly our philosophy in the future transactions. In slide 3, expansion of the stores, as mentioned on the previous slides, we closed the quarter with 286 stores, 65 more than a year ago, and 10 more stores since the end of 2011. This expansion was concentrated in the airport segments, where we opened 50 new stores, mainly in international airports. We also opened 7 Franguasado stores in the row segment, 7 stores in shopping centers, and 1 store in the others category. In the first quarter alone, we opened 9 airport stores, in line with our annual growth plan. Once again, we will highlight the Franguasado Express stores in the airports in Brasilia and Viracopos. In the beginning of second quarter, we also opened stores in Guarulhos and Congonhas airports, to a total of 4 Franguasado Express. It is also worth noting that we have won 2 bids in Salvador International Airport, which is a new airport for us, which will become our 9th airport in Brazil. In slide 4, net revenue and same-store sales. Net revenues for the quarter totaled $262 million, 24.5% more than in first quarter 2011, and 23.5% up, excluding the exchange rate impact. The road and airport segments continue to lead the same-store sales growth rankings, moving up by 9.3% and 7.9% respectively, excluding the excess of fuel sold in Puerto Rico in first quarter 2011. The joint revenue of the airport and road segments increased by 71.1% of the total sales in first quarter 2011 to 73.2% in first quarter 2012. On slide 5, gross profit and gross margin. Gross profit totaled 274 million reais in first quarter 2012 to 22.8% up year on year. The gross margin was almost flat to 28.2% versus 28.6% in first quarter 2011, as mentioned on slide 2. We're extremely satisfied with the result, given that our Colombian operation and most of the Franguasado stores are still in the maturation phase. Once again, we would like to emphasize the versatility of our business model, which maintained profitability even in an inflationary climate in the last 12 months. In this context, we believe there's still much to do in the coming quarters, and we are working on a daily basis to speed up this process. On slide 6, operational expenses and adjusted EBITDA. Operating expenses, excluding non-recurring items, move up in the quarter, reaching 23.7% of net revenue versus 19.4% in the same period last year. The first factor that fueled this upturn was the depreciation and amortization line, which increased by 1.3 percentage points. However, this ratio will return to normal levels as soon as the percentage of the stores in the maturation phases decreases. The second factor was the other operating revenue lines, which fell by 0.9 percentage points over first quarter 2011. Since contracts are not renegotiated on the exact date as in the previous year, this could always have a positive or a negative variation on the quarter that precedes. We have a department focused on maximizing these revenues, and we believe we will be able to realize the total amount through the year. The third factor was the reduction in the share of fuel in Puerto Rico, whose operating expenses are much lower than those of this food segment. Last year, we have more than 3 million reais in additional EBITDA coming from this business, mainly due to the revolution in the Middle East and the earthquake in Haiti. The fourth factor was a 2 percentage points increase in the SG&A line, mainly due to higher rents, the reclassification of pre-operational expenses, and certain markets that we have detailed in the release. As a result, adjusted EBITDA fell by 5.5% versus first quarter 2011 to 29.2 million versus a margin of 11.1%. On slide seven, net income. In the table on slide seven, we show the reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA and net income in the comparison between first quarters of 2012 and 2011. This quarter reported non-recurring items total of 0.7 million versus 23.2 million in the first quarter 2011, as we promised. The improved capital structure helped our financial result, which improved by 3.2 million in comparison with last year. Income tax and social contribution on net income came to 6.2 million reais versus 4.4 million in the first quarter 2011. However, the amount actually paid this quarter was 4.3 million reais, 3.7 million relative to 2011 and 0.6 million reais to 2012. As a result, net income totaled a positive of 1.3 million reais versus a net loss of 14.9 million in first quarter 2011. Slide eight, cash flow. Operating cash flow totaled 13 million reais. The main disbursements in this period were investments in expansion. Debt service consumed 8.5 million in interest payments. The pace of interest fell substantially after the improvement to the company financial structure. Investments totaled 23 million reais, mainly in the operating of new stores. These investments were financed by the proceeds from the IPO and the company's operating cash flow. Net debt closed the quarter at 122.7 million reais, or 0.9 times EBITDA in the last 12 months. If receivables were considered as cash, this ratio fell to 0.4 times. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any time your question has been addressed and you'd like to withdraw your question, please press star then two. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Again, if you would like to participate in today's Q&A, please press star then one. Okay, the first question we have comes from Nitin Sehgal of Bridger. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. I was wondering if you could comment a little bit on the shopping mall segment. It looks like comps continue to be sort of a little bit soft even after last year was also soft, and you're not opening any units there. Any thoughts on what's happening there?
Yes. Good morning, Nitin. April, that we closed the sales, was one of the best months that we had since we started IMC, not only in the air concessions, but also on the shopping malls. We see a growth of sales in April. I think the second quarter, first quarter was what we felt it was going to have on budget, and we feel that the growth of sales, not only in April but in May, will continue to drive not only in shoppings, but in the other two segments. But to answer your questions, shopping malls have increased sales in the first month of the second quarter.
Got it. And any idea why that was? Did something happen in April? Was it sort of weak comps from last year, or was there some initiatives, or do you think it's just consumer spending improving? Any specific promotions you guys did?
You have a mix of both. You have a little bit of a price increase, and also we have done a lot of promotions with Vienna Express, which by far is what is the most of the amount of Viennas that we have in the shopping malls. Also, we renovated a Guatemi shopping that it was a negative impact in the first quarter because it was closed for remodeling. And since we started in a Guatemi that needed to be remodeled, sales are up almost 14 to 15%. So that's going to deliver good results in the coming year.
Got it. Okay. And what's your guys' plan for Frango Express? You've got two now. What do you think for the rest of the year?
We have two new ones, and we remodeled two in the airports, which we have a total of four Frango Express. Right now, we operate Frango Express in Brasilia, Viracopos, Congonhas, and Guarulhos. The initial plan that we have budgeted for the Frango Express are doing very, very strong and very well, almost 20% over the expectation of budget for the first month. Now, this is a new brand, and as we mentioned, you're going to see additional growth on this particular brand, and also we're beginning to do Frango Express in the shopping centers in the second quarter. So I think if it continues to do the same drive of growth on sales, and the CapEx is low compared to a Vienna Express, I think that will be a brand that will grow strong in the next couple of years.
Okay, great. And last question is Carl's. What's the rollout plan for Carl's?
As you know, the one in Panama is doing tremendously well. Panama Airport is one of the best airports with the highest EBITDA margin that we have today in the company. And we are now working on the logistics for Brazil to open in the two airports where we have SP Burger. I think those two new locations will be open probably in the third quarter, and we are finalizing details of, you know, logistics and product mix and so on. And also, we're looking to do a drive-through in the highway business this year, because we have in like places like Calheiras or Cachamar, on weekends we get a lot of people and the restaurant is full. So I think a drive-through will help a lot, get a lot more clients that just want to go to the restroom and continue their journey. So probably you will see another three in Brazil in the next two quarters.
Great. Thanks, guys. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Again, as a reminder, if you'd like to participate in today's Q&A, please press star, then one on a touchtone phone. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. Again, we'll pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Well, since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Javier Gavilan for his final remarks. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I want to thank you all very much. I would like to just let you know that we're working very hard on a cost reduction plan for the second quarter. We're very enthusiastic with the second quarter. April was a very good month. And I feel, you know, the seasonality of the business brings a first quarter with very good sales and a decent return, where we feel that in the second quarter is going to be on target and on budget of what we expected. We are opening a lot of new stores that are on the ramp-up period. We hire over 1,755 employees. So all of those training, all that cost is included on that first quarter, and that ramp-up and that benefit of the ramp-up periods of the new stores will definitely show on the quarters to come. I want to thank all of our shareholders for believing in IMC, and we will be 100% committed to making this company what we all feel it is and the growth potential that it has. Thank you very much.
And we thank you, Mr. Gavilan, and to the rest of management for your time. The conference call has now concluded. We thank you all for attending today's presentation. At this time, you may disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a great day. Take care.